5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hail to the Redskins!
You know what that song means? I don't know if you're aware of this, Tony, but when you hear that song, it means that somewhere in the vicinity is Larry Michael, the voice of the Redskins, because he actually has a band that follows him around playing that everywhere he goes.
That must be expensive. Do you guys pay for that?
You know what? Of course. For him, there is no expense too small. Right, Larry?
That's exactly right.
Hey, Larry. And,
it's tough to keep these people fed, but you know somebody's got to do it. They play the same song every time. It's not that tough on them.
Yeah, well, with the budget cuts, you're just going to have a recording that you have on you that's just going to follow you around. The band is kind of getting expensive. Let's talk about the game this weekend there at the LA Chargers. So here's the thing. I went to find out about the game so I could ask you intelligent questions. And you know what I kept finding?
What'd you find?
Everything was about Kirk Cousins and are they going to renew his contract?
Yeah, that's a hot topic right now, but there's still a quarter of the season to go, and obviously it will be a very hot topic during the offseason. There's a lot of different options the Redskins have to retain him, and that's probably the most asked question I have from fans when, you know, I'm on the street or whatever, they ask me about Kirk Cousins, and, you know, I think he'll be back. I think he'll be back with his football team next year. But they got four games to go this year, so you kind of like to focus on the job at hand and not look too far down the road because you want to see this team win if you're a fan, and they've got four games to try to get above 500, get to 500, just win this week. And they've done a good job on the West Coast this year. They've had two West Coast trips, both times they've won, and that means those trips home on the plane are much better than the alternative. So this is a unique situation. You've got a couple of sidebars here. You've got a venue that is a soccer stadium that's a 27,000-seat stadium, which most of these players on this team haven't played in a stadium that size since early in their high school days. I mean, even their colleges were, you know, double the size of that. And, of course, there's the setting in L.A. With the fires out there, which everybody's kind of kept an eye on. And I do believe that there is the games are going to go on. I don't think, you know, people keep asking me that, too. You know, what's going to happen? But I think business as usual when it comes to these games. But those are a couple of the sidebars as we head west.
Yeah.
Later today, we actually travel out today.
Hey, well, Larry, I was there on the Thanksgiving game, the Giants, the Redskins, and Redskins pulling it off. That game, that score does not reflect the challenge during that entire day. I mean, that score happened in the fourth quarter. How do you see the Redskins going against the Chargers here? What if you could kind of do some forecasting here? How do you see the game going?
Well, Tony, I mean, I think you're going to see the same thing. I think these games, because of the way this team has been beat up and how they really have had to fight every step of the way this year, it's going to go into the fourth quarter. San Diego's got a good passing game. Got a good running game. They got a good offense, and their defense is very good against the pass, but apparently very weak against the run. So we've seen the Redskins run the ball this year when they've had to. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the key ingredients here. Putting pressure on their quarterback, Phillip Rivers, who's only been sacked 13 times, is a key for the Redskins. Put pressure on him, shut down his wide receiver, Keenan Allen, and then, you know, protect Kirk Cousins because they've got a couple good pass rushers. It's a very winnable game for the Redskins. Chargers have won three straight, but the Redskins' record is pretty much even with theirs. They're 6-6. The Redskins are 5-7. The Redskins have had some very tough breaks this year, and they're getting some guys healthy. Not enough guys, but they're getting some guys healthy. So I think Sunday afternoon on WMAL, it's going to be a great broadcast, and
does the broadcast start, Larry?
3:05 on WMAL. Kickoff's at 4:05.
All right.
And then we got a couple at home, but you know, obviously for this team, The mathematical possibility exists, but it's not very realistic to think that the playoffs could still happen because of what would have to happen. But they still want to finish with a winning record and finish strong, and that's what it's all about right now.
Come on, Larry. Think positive.
That's
have a safe trip out to L.A.
Hey, I think them to win every week. You're talking to the wrong guy.
Come on.
To win every single week, and this week they're going to win. They're going to win by a touchdown.
Larry, have a safe trip. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Larry.
All right, guys.
Larry Michael, voice of the Redskins.